And welcome to Happy New Year's Eve on The Untamed Chef. And we're coming at you live from beautiful Visalia, California. Now, we normally don't get these really, really nasty cold days, but it was 27 degrees here. And I know some people are like, oh, that's a joke, Chef. It's snowing over here. And, you know, you can't see nothing outside. But you got to understand, for us Californians, it's pretty darn cold. I mean, 27 degrees. In a place, you know, it was supposed to, supposedly, they've been saying this forever, snow for the first time in like 20 years or something like that. However, it didn't snow. So I guess I bought all them snow, you know, jackets and everything for nothing. But maybe it's an eye-opener for me to take my family up to the mountains or something. I mean, the mountains are covered in snow right now. I mean, you got to just figure, hey, maybe a little bit of that's going to fall down here. But it was a very, very cold night last night, and it's funny because my wife's one of those really undecisive people. I guess that's why I love her so much. She's like, it's too cold in here. Turn the heater up. You turn the heater up. It's too hot in here. Turn the heater down. I was like, golly, woman, make up your mind. So it was an interesting night last night, but nonetheless, an amazing day yesterday, and we had a really interesting week. We did a lot of insane stuff. I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. And that's what we're trying to do, is get everybody ready for the new year. You know, one of the biggest things for New Year's is resolutions. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about ways to help you follow the resolutions. You know, one thing I've always seen is for a family that wants to get healthy all together, they want to cut out, you know, fast foods. They want to cut out all kinds of, you know, bad eating habits. The best way to go about that is to break down exactly what a lot of this stuff is and how we, as not only as family members, but just as chefs, as pioneers to teach the world about good food, can help and give our support. So that's definitely what we're going to be tackling here. But like I said, it is New Year's Eve, Wednesday, December 31st, 2014. And if you are awake with me here in California, you know right now it is pretty early. You're probably getting ready for work or, you know, I usually say getting ready to take your kids to school, but you know, most of the kids are out of school right now, which personally I love. I love being with my family. It's so awesome. And if you're on the eastern part of these wonderful United States, then you're kind of already going into your day. So hopefully this will bring you a little bit of joy. But we're coming at you live from Grilling Ideas Radio and the amazing, wonderful internet, which I absolutely just love the internet. I think it's amazing. You can do so much great things with it. I know you could do some bad things with it, but you know what? We try to stick to doing nothing but good things with it. First and foremost, it has been one heck of a year for the Untamed Chef, and everybody is saying that's nothing. Next year is the year that's going to matter even more. Television show that's going to be broadcasting all over the world. We're on streaming on four major devices: Apple TV, Google TV, Amazon Fire, Roku Box. There's apps for phones, I believe, that are going to be available for Foodie TV. And it's already on the internet. This is just really insane. So I know that the website is a work in development right now because they're really trying to get everything going. So it's really a work in progress right now that they're trying to develop this perfect website. They've already sent me, and I'm not even playing, guys, this is so cool. They sent me all but one, I think. I have to double check. It's sometimes funny how sometimes important emails get thrown into a spam folder, and I hate that so much. But they sent me all the footage from New York that we shot. And I got to tell you, by far my favorite is French Night. You know, we demonstrate how to do, you know, duck and rack of lamb. We show how to do glazed carrots. It's so, so cool. I'll show you my easy way to do a skillet potato. And like I said, what I want to do, as and I call myself your chef because I am your chef, you know. You don't got to pay a subscription, you know, to have me tell you that. I mean that sincerely. My talent, like I said from day one, it's borrowed talent. And when the higher power wants it back, he's going to take it back. So until then, I am your chef, and I'm here to educate and to teach my ways to as many people as possible. The Untamed Chef is on YouTube. I'm going to be uploading more videos now. I'm just trying, like I said, I'm getting used to the whole YouTube thing just because I want to make sure we have the best possible product we could put on there. And it takes a long time to upload videos, but I promise you there are more videos ready to be uploaded. But what I like about what we did with the Untamed Chef is we really show, I'm not playing, you guys, in one season, you're going to learn how to make a pasta from scratch. You're going to learn the proper way to sear, the proper way to roast something, the proper way to grill. I mean, these are things that you learn, you know, your first, second year of culinary school, and you still don't really learn them. So I strongly suggest, if you don't have the Google TV, Amazon Fire, the Roku box, or Apple TV, you know, and you're in the situation that my wife and I are in, where right now our UVerse bill, you know, is $190. I'm like, what the? Are we like buying things that I don't even know about? I mean, it's insane because you want to have good quality of everything. You know, I want my kids to be able to watch, you know, whatever they want. However, I still find it that we're watching more Netflix than we are watching anything on UVerse. We're talking, you know, I think the channel, the package we have, I mean, it's got HBO, it's got Showtime, Stars. Yet I still find myself watching more Netflix than any of that. And it's funny, my little guy, he's only 5 years old, and his favorite movie is a movie called Ong Bak. And it's about a peasant Thai. I guess he's, you know, they're really poor, the village he's from, and they steal the head of their god. So he goes to Thailand to go find it. And it turns out the guy is just like a certified, you know, butt-kicking guy. I mean, he's one of those guys, I refuse to fight, yet if you fight me, I'm going to kick your butt. And that's exactly what he does. My son can sit here and watch the whole thing, and then he starts trying to act like he can speak Thai. It's the cutest, funniest thing because, you know what, I don't know, I think as a parent, I love everything my kids do. When I see that, it really just, it shoots right up to the top with things that I really enjoy. So it's funny, and I'm going to have to record them one time, probably throw it on my YouTube channel. You guys can see it. I think you guys will get a real kick out of it. But like I said, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com, www.grillingideasradio.com, www.foodietv.com. I've been extremely busy. Business has been interesting. We're helping clients, you know, with the meal plans. I have them on, and they're losing weight. They're making sure that things are happening positive, and that's what we're going to talk about here. The Untamed Chef Resolution Revolution. And I kind of been talking a little bit about this throughout, you know, the start of everything this year and exactly what this is. But this is pretty much my way of inviting all chefs to understand that if you really want to be, you really want to make a resolution this year. A lot of times everybody's very hung up on themselves, you know, and they never said when you make a New Year's revolution or resolution that you have to do something just for yourself. What about giving back to others? What about figuring out a way to do that? And I have a call out for all my amazing chef friends out there who are listening all over the world. First and foremost, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, for your support to Brilliant Ideas, what we do here, because we truly are the rock stars of Booty Radio. But before we get started there, I want to just give a shout out to all my sponsors, Organic Pastures, Raw Milk Dairy, I love you guys. Selzer and Dillard, thank you so much for making this happen. Mr. Victor Perez Law Firm, such a stand-up guy, really amazing lawyer. The Cellar Door, the Visalia Quick Smog and Repair, amazing service. I've been servicing my Mercedes now for the last four times. They've been really, really good to me. And I love the whole family there. Good to see you again, EC. Sunbless Orchards, Madrid's Team Realty, the California Association of Agriculture and Labor, the San Joaquin Wine Company, Rosendahl Olive Ranch, Glick's Meat Market. This is what made the Untamed Chef Show possible, and I have to just say thank you. Bravo Farms, Handmade Cheese, Bill Borzba, you're a rock star. The Visalia Grocery Outlet, Cooking Sensations, Gourmet Seasonings, the Monterey Sausage Company, the Colburn Cattle Ranch, Direct Appliance, Modesto, California. I'll be out there soon, Colleen. We're going to be doing a lot of classes. We're going to be having a lot of fun. Casa Grande Assisted Living, which has been servicing the Valley for over 30 years now, taking care of all of the elderly people and making sure that they're getting the proper care they need and the proper love, you know. So here it is, the Untamed Chef Resolution Revolution. And we're calling this a revolution because I'm hoping, and here's the reality is this. Everybody thinks a revolution is when a lot of people join something. That's not true. A revolution, I'm getting those darn words, a revolution is when one or more decide they're going to do something different. And that's exactly what we are doing now. So my call out to all the amazing chefs all over the world. I don't care if you got Michelin stars, Food and Wine Best Chef, James Beard. I don't care what you do. I don't care how you got it. But I'm saying it like this. There is no excuse for children to go to bed hungry, for adults to go to bed hungry. Now, some people, they're lazy. They don't want to work. They have their reasons, whatever that may be. That's between them and God. But what I'm saying is between, you know, all of you and me, is we as chefs and as pioneers of cultivating and creating amazing cuisine, whether or not we have truffles or we just have, you know, frozen turkey, should figure out some way to make that work. And if you really want to do something that's going to be beneficial, first of all, to your soul and to every single person that you meet in this life, here's what I say. I mean this with all sincerity. Get out and help in soup kitchens. Start something different, and I promise you the results are endless to what it is that we, not only as chefs, but as pioneers of the food world, can share and show to the world. I do it, and I do it. I don't do it bragging about anything. I just feel that with the talent I have, it should be shared, and that's exactly what I do. So, chef, I am challenging you, not as someone opposing you, but as someone who is on your side, to get out and volunteer at least once a month. That's 12 times a year. Tell your friends about it, because then now we start our own revolution of amazing chefs. And you're all amazing because, first of all, you've decided to take a life of cooking, and that already in itself is very amazing, especially to me. But the main goal and the purpose of this whole thing is to share our talent. Our talent shouldn't always be bought. It should be shared as well. And remember, if you need some kind of inspiration, remember the chef who sat you down and gave you a second of their time when you didn't know a damn thing. That's very important right there. We don't ever forget who we are. We don't forget where we come from. And as soon as we do, we are completely lost. We are confused. And we won't be able to do anything in this food world but make trouble. And I'm telling you guys right now, I don't make trouble. I'm helping the solution, and the solution is getting out and feeding everybody. There's no such thing as anybody going to bed hungry. That is a lame excuse. And for all the people who do work in the soup kitchens, who volunteer their time, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing, because I promise you, help is definitely on the way from a culinary standpoint. We are on our way. We're coming to help you, and you know who you are. I know you feel it in your heart already. Now get out and make a difference. Call your local soup kitchen today. Your average town has 3 to 4 soup kitchens. And me personally, I love a challenge. I want to go work at the best and the biggest one. And the reason why, because that's the one that feeds more people. You know, Chef Robert Irvine has this show. He had this show. It's been a long time. Dinner Impossible. Make your own Dinner Impossible. show up in a situation that you don't know anything about and create the best damn food you've ever created. And I promise you, you will feel more rewarding, or feel more rewarded, I'm sorry, by sharing that reward with other people. And that's just the mindset of this guy I am. All the stuff that I've been given, the television show, the radio show, it's not anything that was handed to me. It's part of the plan. And if you want your plan in life to be better, give more, and I promise you will definitely receive more. Okay, we got that taken care of. And this is very important. Like I said, we just want to share it. And if we can share this with everybody, we're going to be all happier. Okay, so some of the requests I had on Facebook and all these other fantastic, you know, sources of different people who wanted some kind of answers, I definitely want to share. So here's what we have right here. We're going to just go straight into it. And the reason why, like I said, if you have questions, I'm definitely going to make sure everybody hears about it. I'm going to give you a shout out because, you know what, I appreciate it. You're helping to make the show better. Part of my show, what makes it what it is, it's really listening to all of my fans. And I absolutely love what I'm doing. So here we go. So our first question that we have is right here from beautiful Visalia, California. And I was just typing in something. One of my buddies asked me a question. He said, well, when's your show? I'm like, well, it's kind of going on right now. So there you go. But they asked me, so we want to cook better for our kids. How are we going to make all this happen? And this is from Melanie B. here in Visalia, California. How do we get kids, first of all, to eat vegetables? How do we get them to really appreciate, you know, real farm-grown produce? And I have a couple of tricks, and this actually works with my own kids. Now, they're both sleeping, so this helps me a lot because I ain't changing nothing. It's been working. The kids are healthier than they think they've ever been. Now, what I would recommend is this. You have to disguise vegetables sometimes, and I know it's funny, but you have to, just because some kids are like, you know what? My oldest son, Adam, is 17, and he was like a just jack-in-the-box, you know, chicken sandwich guy, and that was his diet. Now, I came into his life when he was 8 years old, so I had a lot of work to do, and I still do. I just got to figure out ways to make it really good. Now, we have to remember, the most important thing is the vegetables have to get into the child's body. If the vegetables get into the child's body, it doesn't matter how they get in, as long as they get in. So here's a couple of things that I like to do that really help with the situation. First of all, disguising vegetables. Example, macaroni and cheese gratin. Everybody likes a nice, bubbly, you know, macaroni and cheese gratin. What I love to do in my macaroni and cheese, I love throwing cauliflower in there. With the cauliflower baked, you can't tell the difference between breadcrumb, nice globs of cheese. You don't know what it is, but it is in there. And my average macaroni and cheese that I do has at least a whole, you know, cauliflower, you know, head in there. Easy. It's completely in there. It's shaved up to the most minimal thing that you could possibly throw in there. And no one ever understands that texture yet. They always ask me, what the heck is in that mac? It's so good. And the funny thing is, these kids are asking me this, or, you know, we're talking like little kids between 6 and 10 years old, and they have no idea. They just ate a whole bunch of cauliflower. I think it's friggin' awesome because, like I said, what we want to do is we want to really show kids that there's unique ways that we can feed them. And as soon as they know, if they knew there was cauliflower in there, guess what? Somehow that amazing flavor that they really liked and everything would be lost, and they would think that it was disgusting because most of it is mental for little kids. And that's why I think as parents and as, the, you know, the ones that are supposed to be looked up to, we're supposed to figure out ways to make it more unique, more creative. And that's exactly what it is that I am doing as much as I can. And I share this all the time with everybody. They always ask me, how do I get my kids to eat vegetables? I was like, the best way to get your kids to eat vegetables is for them to not know that they're eating vegetables. If they see something that looks like broccoli, guess what? it just goes up in their brain already. This is bad. This isn't candy. This isn't what you want. So you have to disguise all your vegetables and get creative with it. You don't have to, you know, follow everything by the book. You absolutely do not have to follow everything by the book. Get creative with disguising vegetables. And if you do, sorry guys, I got another message coming through. It's extremely important. If you want to get your kids eat vegetables, disguise them. I've used different ways of doing this, and most of the time it's fusion. Even with my older son, I've always told him, man, you would love onions if you tried them. He's like, no, absolutely not. So how do we get him to eat onions? He loves when we do, you know, we do Asian night in my house at least maybe once a week. So I cut the onions up really thin, peppers, jalapenos, you know, we do all kinds of, even mushrooms. I think mushrooms are very fascinating because they can be disguised in so many ways and you don't even know it. And a nice, you know, teriyaki glaze, or what I call my burnt sugar soy reduction, which is, you know, a cup of soy sauce, 3 tablespoons of brown sugar. And keep in mind, he's not going to eat all this, so this isn't that bad. Just glaze this over the top, a nice, you know, sous vide chicken breast that we sous vide and then we grill right afterwards. It's very simple, it's delicious, it's very nutritious, and when I barely met my son, he has, it's difficult for my son Adam. We got to try to do prevention all the time, and the reason why his white blood cell count is very low. So if he gets the common cold lasts him like 2.5 weeks, and I feel so bad for him, so I told him, son, if we're going to get you better, we got to make sure that you're eating better as well. Now, with disguising vegetables, one way that I figured out that is really super insanely unique and cool is juicing. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to give my kids a drink that, you know, is brown with, you know, pink foam on the top. Absolutely not. I disguise the juice in anywhere. You figure 2 whole broccoli crowns juiced is about maybe 3 cups of broccoli juice, pure broccoli juice. You can put a little bit of that in SpaghettiOs. I'm not playing, you guys. They won't taste the difference. Most kids, you know, my little guy, he'll lick the plate on SpaghettiOs. So what does that mean? That means that he just didn't even knowingly do it. He just had a whole bunch of nutritional broccoli that he's consumed, not even knowing it, over the course of 2 days. So in the course of 2 days, he just had a crown of broccoli in his SpaghettiOs. He didn't even know it was there. Now, like I said, if you're going to feed kids, kids already have this mindset, you know what, if it doesn't have the golden arches, I ain't eating it. And, you know, we all have to deal with the little kids who really enjoy McDonald's and all the, you know, the political stuff, you know, Burger King, you know, it's funny because that's what they grow up knowing. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, it's a joke. Why is there a clown as the mascot for McDonald's? I'll tell you why, because 1 billion kids know who he is. And if we're going to get our kids to eat better, we have to start disguising vegetables, and it is very, very important. And I will be posting more stuff on my Facebook, Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. Follow me on Facebook, even on Instagram at UntamedChef777, all one word, on how to make this more, how to make this work better for everybody and make more sense, because everybody doesn't understand quite what it is to disguise vegetables. What I'm telling you, the best way to disguise vegetables is to never serve a full vegetable right on the plate. Blend it, shred it, bake it, whatever you have to do. The less kids know about it, the better it'll work. If you fuse everything right, it works good. You know, and you have some kids that they're just like, oh, I like it, but if it's got cheese sauce on it, or if it has, you know, cream sauce on it, or whatever. So if we're going to go that way, let's do it the right way. And that comes into our next segment here, superfoods. Sherry F. here out of Visalia, California, had some questions for me on gluten, and we're going to get to that. So I definitely haven't forgot about you there, Sherry. Superfoods, kale. Most of us go to a buffet, and what do we see? We see kale all around the buffet table, making it look pretty, yet you can't have any of that delicious kale because it's a garnish for the table. And you'll see this at your standard hotel, lobby buffet or whatever's going on. And I'm telling you guys right now, kale is the superfood of superfood. And it is like that for many reasons, but I have two in particular. The very first one is this, and this is the truth. When kale is absorbed, it goes absorbed directly into the bloodstream, which is incredible. For a long time, everybody thought avocado was the super of superfoods, and it is. But kale, in my opinion, is the best. Secondly, kale, you can buy enough kale to last you 3 or 4 days for a dollar. And it's like, wow. You know, if you want to have something that's good for you and it's cheap, I mean, what other excuse do we need, guys? We really don't need any more excuses. Kale is one of those things that you eat, you should eat every day, just a little bit of it. It's so full of nutritional, you know, vitamins, proteins. It's good. It is extremely good for you. And I will be putting out the next video I put out, and I've already shot it. I just have to figure out a way to upload it a little bit faster. It might even work if I upload it faster from my Lumia 1020 instead of doing it from a GoPro. And I know that's a joke because I paid a lot of money for that camera. But the truth is this. If we want to get healthy, we want to be, you know, on top of our game, mentally, physically, kale is a superfood. Without a doubt, it's a superfood. It's good for you. And it does things for you that are second to none amazing. Avocados are great as well. They're very good. All natural, the best way, especially grown here in California. You know, the Hass avocados are absolutely second to none amazing. Fish, depends on what kind of fish you're eating, but most fish are really good. Good for protein, good for real omega-3 fatty acids. You know, most people who eat just fish, you know, like our good friend there in Japan and, you know, that part of the world. I mean, why do you think these guys live to be like, you know, 101? I mean, seriously, they got fish markets everywhere. And whatever's in the water over there is working because it does work. Now, if you look at the breakdown of fish that were, you know, farm-raised and I mean, we're not starting to see so much of a non-resemblance of the health benefits of it, but the best fish in the world comes from that part of the world, period. That's it. You want the best, you got to go get the best. You want halibut, you go to Alaska. You know, I mean, you have to go where the good stuff is if you want to have the top of the line. But the least I could do is tell you this. All the fish I cook for any of my clients is baked. I don't even sear it. I put some of Joey Mila's Amazing Cooking Sensations gourmet fish seasoning, or it's called seafood, actually. And it's got the perfect blend of everything that needs to be in there. I put that on top of my fish, put it in the oven. I bake it. I've never had a problem. Bake it slow and low. You know, fish, you don't want to overcook it. Then the albumin starts to come out and all that, you know, the white stuff in there is the good stuff. You don't want that to come out. So just make better eating habits. Coconut oil. If you're going to cook with anything, coconut oil is the best way to go. Coconut oil undoubtedly is extremely healthy. It's very tasty. And it can take heat very, very well. One misunderstanding that a lot of us have is they think that olive oil is the way to solve all these problems, and I got news for you, it's not. Olive oil is good raw. When you cook olive oil, you make it rancid, and you destroy everything good about it. Not only that, but olive oil is expensive. Let's be serious here. It's very expensive. I wouldn't know because I have an amazing olive oil, pretty sure, from what I bought in the past. You know, a bottle of extra virgin olive oil, you know, even just 6 ounces, you know, is about $8. It's not cheap, especially here in California. This is a booming business here in California right now, is olive oil. However, the best olive oil comes from Rosenthal Olive Ranch in Madera, California. So, you know, Happy New Year's to the Rosenthal family. You guys are amazing. I love you. But like I said, not cooked. It's very important. Do not cook the olive oil. You cook the olive oil, you destroy it, and anything that you're expecting to get out of olive oil, guess what? You're not going to get it. You just killed it. The next thing, and this has been around going on 15 years now, especially with my amazing sponsor, Organic Pastures, raw milk, raw kefir, raw butter. And the reason why this is super important to me is raw milk is unpasteurized, which means the day we're born, do they give us pasteurized breast milk? Absolutely not. They give us the best of the best, not only for the colostrum, but also for the nutritional benefits of drinking, you know, breast milk as a baby. Those first 3 days, well, 2 days, it depends. Some kids are a little bit different. We'll just say 2 days, just to be safe. The first 2 days of a newborn, just little infant's life, is to make sure that they get the proper nutrients they need. And those first 2 days are very crucial. And I remember when my son was born, those first 2 days, I didn't even sleep at all. I didn't sleep because, first of all, the bed they provided or whatever the heck that couch thing was so uncomfortable. I looked very comfortable when I saw it. When I actually laid in the darn thing, it was very uncomfortable. Absolutely not. But the bottom line is this: the breast milk that my son had was probably the best milk he's ever had because, well, it was the best milk up until now because now we drink nothing but raw milk here in my house. And I drink 3 glasses of milk every day growing up. I'm 5'6" and a half. What the heck happened there? I'll tell you what happened there. Pasteurization killed all the good stuff in my milk. That should have made me grow to be 7 feet tall. That, or I blame it on my father. He's a short guy, so somebody's gonna get the blame here because I drank the milk, darn it. But yeah, raw milk, amazing. www.organicpastures.com. Go on there, read the facts. Mark McAfee is a world-renowned speaker on raw milk studies. And he's looked upon by doctors and everyone who claims they know a lot about raw milk for his advice because he is that much of a rock star. Mr. McAfee, Happy New Year, my friend. Okay, so here we go. Gluten free. How can we eat gluten free? How can we make this whole thing happen? So, first of all, we got to understand a couple things about gluten. Just break it down. Say it slow. Gluten. What's that first word? Glue. What it is the elasticity that happens chemically from flours and starches that glues up. Perfect example of gluten is a bear. Before a bear goes into, what is it, a hibernation, they eat a lot of foods that just all stick together. By eating those foods that stick together, they then glue up, you know, their stomach so that they can go ahead and sleep for months on end or whatever. I'm not too sure on how long bears sleep for, but from what I understand about hibernation. So if we want to have, you know, a better digestive tract, I'm not proposing anybody go gluten free just like, you know, off the bat here. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to lie to anybody. But if you want to be, you know, want to have an easier way, you know, to, like I said, digestive tract. You don't want to have so many stomach cramps, whatever. What I found is with eating a lot of, you know, going more gluten free here in my own family, we've been doing a lot better. Thickeners. I use xanthan gum to thicken. 1 teaspoon of xanthan gum will do for me what your average person would do with a cup of slurry. A teaspoon. So we understand this is real, just basic stuff. We eat xanthan gum every day. Anybody ever had, you know, Hidden Valley Ranch? Of course you have. You just had xanthan gum because that's what they used to thicken it in. Xanthan gum is in most major products that we know all over the world. And especially here in the United States, we have it in almost everything. And if you want to get massive flavor on a gluten-free meal plan, I'm going to be putting a lot of videos next year on gluten-free, and because I get a lot of responses on how we can eat gluten-free. And the best way is this. Bake your food. Avoid flours. It's hard for me to avoid starches. I love potatoes. There's absolutely just no way I could just say, hey, I'm cutting off potatoes. It'll never happen. Arboreal rice is a gluten-free rice, so you could still enjoy a really good risotto. But there are ways around it. Even this year, all my tamales I did were gluten-free. You know, I didn't have any complaints, you know, that I know of. So I'm just telling you guys right now, gluten-free, if you want to do it, it's not that hard. And Sherry F., I want to thank you for the question there. You know, she wants to start making more gluten-free food for her and her family. And the best way to go with gluten-free food is to just cut out starches and flours. And it's not that easy because, you know, we all grow up on bread. Even in the olden times, when a guy got caught stealing an apple before they gave him the death penalty, they gave him a bread and water diet. So he's like, you know, there's just, everyone thinks that being gluten-free is depriving yourself of everything good. That is not true at all. It's just having a different way of eating habit. Now, we could get more technical, and there's people who say, well, you can still have starch. You just got to wash all the gluten out of it. And they run it under cold water. By running it under cold water, what it does is it breaks the gluten-free down into ways that, you know, it's more pliable and you're able to use it. But, I mean, if you're going to go that far, you might as well just buy gluten-free flour because there's no way in heck that you're going to see me washing stuff all day like that. So here's what I'm going to break down real quick. Coconut oil contains a unique combination of fatty acids with powerful medicinal purposes. Populations that eat a lot of coconut oil are among the healthiest people of the planet. Coconut oil can increase your energy expenditure, helping you burn more fat. Good fat in means a lot of bad fat out. Don't ever forget that, guys. The lauric acid in coconut oil can kill bacteria, viruses, and fungi, helping to stave off infection. And this is very important because if we want to eat healthy, we've got to remember, we want to have benefits to see right away. And I promise you, with coconut oil, you will get that. Coconut oil can kill your hunger, making you eat less without even trying. The fatty acids in coconut oil are turned into ketones, which can reduce seizures. Coconut oil can improve blood cholesterol levels and may lower risk of heart disease. Coconut oil can protect hair against damage, moisturize skin, and function as sunscreen. The fatty acids in coconut oil can boost brain function in Alzheimer's patients. Coconut oil can help you lose fat, especially the dangerous fat in your abdominal cavity. So as we see already here, guys, it's very important. This is just off of a website that I found, and I'll give you the source here because if you want to do some more on the research of it, I promise you it would be very beneficial for you and for your family because, I mean, it's real easy. And the website is authoritynutrition.com, 10 evidence-based health benefits of coconut oil. Go take a look at it. I promise it's going to be good. I got a couple more questions to answer here that are just coming in. And my buddy Fabian C. says, if you're thirsty in the middle of cooking, what is the recommended drink to consume? Water, soda, juice, or lemonade? Now, this is a trick question because he knows I love to drink soda, but I know the answer, sir, and it is water. Water will hydrate your body back unless you have a Gatorade because I think Gatorade tastes a little bit better. I'm just playing. Water is always the best way to go with that, you guys. Very important. Always remember, drink a lot of water. It's good for you. It tastes good. And you know what? It's got a lot of amazing benefits, obviously. Christ drank water and he lived for 40 days in the desert, you know, so just remember that. Very simple, very easy. If you want to stay healthy, drink a lot of water. And I need to practice what I preach because I'm telling you guys, I do not drink a lot of water. I need to start, and it's just hard. My son Adam drinks a lot of water. He does really, really well. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. Me personally, I just can't seem to drink a lot of water. I am trying like heck. It is what it is, right? So here's what we got. Upcoming show, I will be on KC24 on January 8th. We are doing a healthy cooking segment. And KC24 here in the Valley is, I believe it's channel, well, I believe it's channel 24, but I know that on certain devices it changes. So it's NBC, NBC Studios. And what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be showing you how to cook with coconut oil. I'm going to demonstrate how to do my kale, which is very, very important because we really want to make sure. If you can't do any of the other New Year's revolution that we're doing as chefs, try to at least eat a little bit of kale every single day. And that's the resolution I'm doing for my wife. I'm going to make sure she eats it every day because she's anemic. And, she has her issues, with health, and we want to make sure to help her as much as we possibly can. The best way to help her is to make sure that I can help her to get this kale into her body. And all I do is a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper. You don't got to do anything else, you guys. Nothing else has to happen to the kale. Salt, pepper, coconut oil, I promise you, you will see results. You'll start to feel it right away. And even more importantly than that, you're going to start understanding that what makes kale so good and its nutritional value is the fact that you barely even need to cook it. I mean, I have a friend, Deborah S., who likes to make bacon, kale, and tomato sandwiches. And I'm pretty sure they're eating that stuff raw. So it's like, hey, you can definitely eat it raw. But like I said, I like to saute mine up just a little bit. If you want to put a little bit of onion in there, if you want to get creative with it, you can. But the bottom line is this. Try to put a little bit of kale into your body every single day. And if you do that, you're going to be in great shape. And that, to me, is very beneficial because I just want to make sure that I can help everybody to achieve their New Year's resolutions. And, like I said, I want everybody to go out and have a happy New Year. Be safe. Make sure that you remember you have families that are still expecting you to come back home. And you want to make sure that everybody's not only happy, but also safe. God bless. I'm the Untamed Chef. I'll see you in 2015.